You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look here. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus.
What do you think of that? He's gonna know the naughty and nice.
Do you hear me?
It's a moral message, isn't it?
He knows if you are sleeping.
I was listening because to me it's incumbent to love this period of time. So I was listening to my favorite, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Say hello to all you know and everyone you meet. That's right, and everyone you meet. Can you have a nicer message? I say hello to everyone I meet. I wish I could have a very tiny camera on my forehead to just record people's reactions. It could be arranged. It will be arranged. That's right, exactly. It's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a dramatic announcement. Sean McConnell has returned from his whirlwind tour of Lake Tahoe with his family. So, Sean, how did they get along? I mean, families always have a few squabbles. How many squabbles would you say? Zero? Very few. Nice. And I want to thank Will for standing in. He doesn't sit. Standing in for you. Did a very, very good, really good job. We got a lot of talent here. I want to salute my producer for many, many things, among them the enthusiastic way he greets me whenever I come into the studio. For that, too, I would need a forehead camera. Well, really, I only need a still camera. to be honest. Oh, boy. I'm curious to know if Anthony Fauci has scared you out of your Christmas plans. It breaks my heart if he did. The audacity to break up families like that. Don't have the unvaccinated over for Christmas. Why not? If you're vaccinated. Why don't we think we're living in the age of the absurd? You're vaccinated. Did anybody who got a polio shot avoid being around people who didn't? Did anybody who got any shot until this one avoid people who didn't? What does that say about this vaccine? 1-8-PRAGER-776. I pray you get together. They're not getting together almost anywhere in the Western world. I don't know what the story is in Korea and Japan. Do you? I'm very curious what they're doing in Korea and Japan.
I don't think there's an issue in Korea and Japan.
No? You don't think there's an issue? Well, in the Western world, and they're part of the Western world in many ways, but in the Western world, let's say specifically Europe, And North America. Now, South America is in the Western world too, but I'll put that aside for the moment. In North America and Europe, this is the freest country right now. Is Sweden allowing people to get together? Are Swedish stores open? I know Sweden has gone back. So Sweden, too. So I'd really like to make a list of the free countries of the world at this time. What does free mean? They're not prohibiting you from going to places. They're not, and worse, in Canada, you can't have three other people for Christmas. So they've killed two Christmases in a row. It's a very, very substantial loss to a society. Very. What it does, among other things, is it shatters your rhythm of time. Not having Christmas, if you've had it all of your life, is very upsetting. The rhythm of one's life includes Christmas. And not having it is a lacuna, a hole that cannot be filled until next Christmas. Wow. I'm reading Alex Berenson's book, Pandemia. Do you know that there was, this is not from his book, I'm just noting that because when you read it, all you do is shake your head the entire time. In, where was it, Imperial Valley? A dying man.
No, that wasn't Imperial Valley.
No? Where they prohibited, the hospital prohibited the doctor from giving a man dying of COVID ivermectin. The medical profession is a disgrace. It is a moral disgrace. I have reached the point where I've told you, if I know you have a PhD in the liberal arts, I assume you're a fool. I know that some people with PhDs in liberal arts are not fools. I know that. So I just want you to understand. I assume if you're 6'9", you play basketball. Not everybody who's 6'9" plays basketball. I acknowledge that. But we all make assumptions, correct? Correct. So now I assume if you're a doctor, I have no idea whether you are a fool, whether you are honest, whether you even know about the subject. If you consider ivermectin a horse dewormer, it means you read the New York Times or the LA Times or watch CNN, but you don't read medical studies. That's what it means. You don't read about all the doctors who have saved lives with ivermectin. Saved lives. Isn't that what your business is, doctor? At the worst, what the hell can ivermectin do? It's as safe as aspirin. The studies that they cite that are getting were not only flawed, they were deliberately flawed. They gave too much too late, like the one in Brazil. Why do I know that and your doctor doesn't? That's a very good question. It's very sad. I never thought I would say this. Never. Dying man, you don't give ivermectin? What do you give him? Last rites? So what you doing with your family? Are the airports packed? I pray to God they're packed. I hope this country says we don't give a damn what Anthony Fauci says. That would be a great moment for this country. What is? I'm just curious. What is the airport in Amsterdam like? Was the Amsterdam? What is the Vienna airport like? Are they empty? Be very curious to know. This country is the last best hope. It remains that way. It's absolutely amazing. Most 99% of Americans don't realize we are freer, even in California. Well, not in L.A. I guess L.A. City, not county. I live in the county, not the city. L.A. City, is that like Ava was telling us Holland is? No, because the stores are open. In Holland, they're not open. Europe is really lost. What about in Britain? Are British stores open? It's interesting. Brexit was a very important thing. Unbelievably important. 1-8-PRAGER-776. You ready for some mind bogglers? So Omicron, this is the reason for not to have Christmas with your loved ones. Omicron. Omicron turns out at this moment, it may change. I don't know the future. It's a bad cold. It's not even a bad cold. I'm sorry. It's a cold. All right, everybody. I'm very curious if your plans have been shattered. Anthony Fauci. Oh, well, I won't say what I'm thinking.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
It certainly is. Amazing stuff here. The data show the rate of new COVID-19 cases grew faster among vaccinated people than unvaccinated people during the first 2 weeks of December. This is from the Wall Street Journal. What do you say to that, folks? So I would think right now I am in the rare, truly best protected group, had COVID and not vaccinated. What do you say to that? That is also true for my beloved producer. How many people have a beloved producer? I mean, think of that. And I want to say that even though he's the producer and there is a power differential between us, he has never harassed me. How many years are you my producer? 20. 20? Is that true?
Yeah.
20?
Close, very close.
Oh my God. That's dramatic. Life. Life is amazing. 1-8-PRAGER-776. All right, what are you going to do? Jim in St. Joseph, Missouri? Where are you? Joe, where are you? Jim, I'm sorry. Jim, where are you?
St. Joseph, Michigan, sir.
Oh, it really is Michigan. My boo-boo. I thought she got it wrong, and I got it wrong. St. Joseph, Michigan. Where is that?
Right across the lake from Chicago.
So let me ask my Chicago native. Did you ever hear of it? St. Joseph? No? Interesting. You did. All right. All right. What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, I just wanted to call. First of all, I just want to say before I get to your topic, I just finished Genesis, the Rational Bible, and now I'm reading Exodus. And it's great books. They just open up my eyes to a lot of things.
Oh, you made my day. I beg people to read the Rational Bible, and I never did that with any book I wrote. I didn't write it to get rich. It's a Bible commentary, but it's meant to be life changing. It changed my life, so I want to share that with others. So thanks very much.
Yeah, well, and I'm calling to say that Mr. Fauci is not going to ruin my Christmas.
All right,
personally. Dennis, when this first really started just over 2 years ago, I don't know, I maybe the Lord gave me some insight, but I thought it was going to get really blown out of proportion, and the left is going to use it to try to gain more power. I believe I had COVID back in December of 2019. I'm a combat veteran, and I've had some major surgeries through the VA since then, And every time before I have surgery or go to the doctor, I'm given a test, and I've never tested positive. In fact, my antibody counts were up, and I'm like you. I feel I'm more protected than people that get the vaccine.
Well, there's no question that the natural immunity in most cases is superior. I'm curious, so how many people are getting together?
Actually, it's just my wife and I. We're going over to her sister's tomorrow night. There'll be some family members there.
So how many? How many altogether?
Probably about 15 or 20.
Okay, that's great. Are you checking for the vaccinated or unvaccinated?
No, I'm just checking to make sure they bring me a gift.
That is one of the great responses in my radio career. Jim, you're my man. Are you checking who's unvaccinated? No, I'm just making sure I get a gift. I'm really relishing that response, I have to say. We're the happier group, you know that? I came out, was it yesterday? I think it was. Because I think, as they say on my feet, even though I'm sitting, the show makes me think. I hope it makes you think. And I came up with a very important insight yesterday. The frightened hate the unfrightened. That explains a very large amount of the hatred that is going on now. You're not scared? F you. That's what they think about us. I'm miserable. Why aren't you? I cower in fear. Why don't you? That's what your relatives who are vaccinated, who hate your guts, are thinking. I have been manipulated by the media. I unquestioningly accept Fauci. Why don't you? That's what it is. It's real hatred. We don't hate them. It's fine. There is zero hatred in the other direction. I have zero animosity to the vaccinated. Oh, my God. This is a very important thing. I came up with a second insight about the frightened. The frightened are frightening. Frightened people are scary. They'll do almost anything because fear is more powerful than any other emotion. It dwarfs everything else. I wish I could give the scared a pill to have one day unscared like I and basically everybody in my life feels. Isn't that interesting? Is there anybody in your life who's... Oh, there is, actually, yes. You have folks in your life who are scared. The Living Martyr's wife is here. That'll be my first question. What is it like to live with a martyr? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about an interesting supplement that has made a big deal in my life. I had the pins and needles feeling in my feet. I've had it for about 25 years. It got quite intense. So among the things I did is I had inserts put in, which helped because it lifted the bone from the nerve. And I threw away the inserts last year after I started taking Nerve Renew. I read about Nerve Renew on the internet, and so I tried it out. And amazingly, after about a year, it doesn't happen overnight, I got rid of the inserts I had worn for 10 years. It's minimal, the pins and needles effect that I have. I'd like you to try it out. Go to nerverenew.com. They offer a 2-week trial of their product and a 1-year money-back guarantee at nerverenew.com or your 2-week trial now. I asked them to advertise. That's how effective I think the product is. Nerverenew.com. On piano, nice, nice, well done. Sean, those piano lessons really paid off. This is Leslie's husband, our screener. By the way, he's an incredible man of music. He composes major film scores, for example. We talked the classical music here. Yeah, I had a blast. And look, he's a great pianist, too. Yes. All right, everybody. Dennis Prager here. I wish you a Merry Christmas. That's another thing. I wish I had this tiny, invisible camera in my forehead to get people's reactions. Happy holiday. I go, Merry Christmas. And it's 50-50. Some will then say Merry Christmas. Some will say nothing. They have been taught you don't say Merry Christmas. It's not inclusive. I don't understand why wishing you my holiday, even if it's not yours, isn't that the ultimate inclusiveness? I want to include you in my festivity. If it is not your festivity, fine. What's the difference? Anyway, it's a national holiday. I always remind people, although if the ACLU had its way, it probably wouldn't be. I ought to make a list. You know, that's a good point. I should make a list of left-wing wish list for holidays. If we could have national holidays, what would they be? So national, here's one, for example, Repentance Day. Repentance for Racism holiday. National White Fragility Recognition Day. Wouldn't that be good? I should make a list. If the left could make national holidays, what would they be? National Crap on America Day. There we go. Have a happy Crap on America Day. You too. Same to you. Thank you. Sean, you forgot how funny I am when you were in Lake Tahoe, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You really did. It's very sad. People forget. Okay. So I want to read that to you again from the WSJ, Wall Street Journal. The rate of new COVID-19 cases grew faster among vaccinated people than unvaccinated people during the first 2 weeks of December. This makes the opposite case of Fauci. Do not invite the vaccinated to your Christmas. Right? They are a bigger threat.
Well, they're under a bigger threat.
They're under a bigger threat. Oh, exactly. But then they could pass it on if they get it. Unbelievable. The findings published in papers that haven't been peer-reviewed are promising signs that immunity from prior infection or vaccination offers substantial protection against severe illness. Did you hear that? Immunity from prior infection. But it's still not acknowledged. It's like it doesn't happen, according to the CDC and NIH, utterly morally and intellectually compromised agencies. In South Africa, Wasila Jasat, a public health specialist at the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. You remember the time we spent with Wasila? It was a wonderful day in Johannesburg. I'm making that up, folks. We were in Johannesburg, but we never met Wasila Jasat. Said there had been no significant increases in admissions to critical care wards recorded over the past 4 weeks when Omicron has driven case numbers in the country sharply higher. Okay, there you go. Nevertheless, California Governor Gavin Newsom, a true moron. It doesn't say that, but I always see those words whenever I see. I'm sorry, folks, I can't help it. Mandated that healthcare workers in the state, as well as those who work in congregant facilities such as nursing homes, get booster shots. By the way, in Israel, they're up to four. The second booster.
Yeah, Germany.
Four shots in 1 year.
Germany's right
there, too. Yeah. See, Israel and Germany have something in common now. They're both in hysteria mode. Four shots. Why do they call it a vaccine? It should be called a temporary help. That's what it should be called, temporary help. I don't deny it helps. Just don't deny that on more than a few occasions it hurts. That's what I ask if you're intellectually honest.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile.
Are you checking for the vaccinated? Or unvaccinated?
No, I'm just checking to make sure they bring me a gift.
Was that great, folks? That's in the Hall of Fame, Jim, in St. Joseph, Michigan. The fame, and now he really is the famous Jim of St. Joseph. See? There you go. All right, Dean Martin, correct? If that wasn't Dean Martin, I was going to take an overdose of ivermectin. Yeah. Because I would have thought I'm going out of my mind. Hey, everybody, Dennis Prager here. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas. You're allowed to say it. The C word. Yes, the C word. My fireside chat comes out on Thursdays. Where do people go for it? PragerU.com. And it's got an enormous audience, mostly young people, and it's great for adults too. Well, young people are adults, young adults. And among other things, I talk about Christmas. You might want to watch it. Is it already out? Is it out in the morning on Thursdays?
No, I think it comes out in the afternoon.
Comes out in the afternoon? All right, anyway, give it a try. There are 220 fireside chats up there. You could change a person's life with the fireside chat. You know, I hate to talk about it, especially my wife is listening. But I think about it because people ask about it. Otto, the most famous dog in America, is not immortal. What do I do when Otto meets his maker? What do you think? What, you have an idea? Do I have another bulldog sit in? What, I think about that. I mean, we have entire books for kids based on Otto Tales. They're major sellers. Anyway, my wife takes such good care of him, makes sure he doesn't gain weight, takes him on walks that would cause human beings to fall to the ground. Eats great. Oh, there he is up on the screen. Oh, Otto. You could watch the show, by the way, at Salem. What is it again?
Salem News.
SalemNews.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you would have just seen Otto. Amazing when you read this stuff. I keep reading it to you. The rate of new COVID cases grew faster among vaccinated people than unvaccinated people in December, which is the month we're in. Wall Street Journal, December 22nd, 2021. Send this article to some friends. No comment. Just thought, you know, you think I'm out of my mind about not being vaccinated? What do you say to this little piece of data? Or even better, really, say this datum. Data is plural. Like phenomena. Phenomenon is the singular. Datum is the singular of data. Okie dokie. Whittier, California. Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's an honor to speak to you, Mr. Prager.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say that I've been in L.A. for 30 years.
Right.
And just in November, I became a U.S. citizen.
God bless you. Welcome.
Thank you. So I decided to, I was a permanent resident, and my residency never expired. But by listening to your show for over like a year and a half, I decided, you know what, I want to vote. I want to vote because my views have changed, you know, from being more conservative. And listening to your show opened up my, you know, my views, my mind, my opinions, you know. And it's just, I'm so proud that to be a U.S. citizen and just so excited to vote and to vote Republican. And little by little, I'm seeing more Latinos, you know, going over to the conservative side, which I'm very, you know,
Well, you made my day. You're like a living Christmas gift. So where were you from originally?
Honduras.
And, you know, just for the record, I was in Tegucigalpa. And what is the Del Sol? What is it? What is the city that has three parts to it? So, Luna del Sol. What is it called?
Oh, I'm not sure. In Tegucigalpa.
Sorry.
In Tegucigalpa, are you talking something?
No, another city as well, and it became the most violent city in Central America for a while.
San Pedro Sula.
Yes, that's right, San Pedro Sula. That's it, exactly. I was there too. Anyway, so you came when you were 10 years old. You're 40 now.
Correct.
Very nice. Well, you really did make my day. So how many people are going to be with you for Christmas?
My whole family, my whole siblings. We've been getting together since the beginning of COVID. We are vaccinated. I unfortunately work in the medical field, and I had to be vaccinated. Which I did it. I get the flu shot. It did it. I'm like, whatever. If you get the vaccine, you don't get the vaccine. I really don't care. You know?
Right.
I'm healthy. I'm young.
Right. Are you married?
I don't have any underlying. No, I'm living with my boyfriend 4 years.
Would you like to get married?
Yes, definitely.
Why hasn't he proposed?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea.
Next time, you have him call me.
Okay.
I'm going to give him hell.
He's on the Democratic side, so, you know.
Oh, all right. That explains everything. Yes, that's right. He's on the side of, hey, it's just a piece of paper. We conservatives actually believe that it's an important thing. But for them, it's just a piece of,
You know, I'm pushing my conservative views and little things that I pick up from your show. And, you know, this new government has changed a lot of laws, and he has noticed, you know, he's in the trucking industry.
Uh-huh. So he may be coming along. I got to take a break. I would like to hug you. And I want to talk to your boyfriend and a man-to-man talk. Listen, so here's the story. We got some great calls here. I'm going to leave some on for the third hour, if you can hang around. And some, I'll just thank you for calling, as it were, because the next hour is going to be devoted to the greatest Christmas movies with two people who really know their movies. But let's see here. This is mind-blowing. But let me take James in Phoenix on a different issue. Hello, James.
Hello, Mr. Prager. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to say thank you for all the tremendous work you do to advance conservative American values and for your intellectual integrity.
Thank you.
I also have to say thank you for two phenomenal books. One, Happiness is a Serious Problem, and the other one that you had recommended, which is When Bad Things Happen to Good People, both life-changing books.
Great. Thank you.
I've been wrestling with a part of my faith recently. I'm Christian. I've been a Christian most of my life. And one of the appealing parts of Christianity to me is the idea that Christ has unconditional love and grace for mankind. And the conflict I'm having is, my understanding is that in order to be saved and to get to heaven, one has to accept Christ in one's heart. And I struggle with that, because for those who haven't accepted Christ, either voluntarily or involuntarily, it just seems like a very unjust method of salvation to me, without taking into consideration one.
Have you raised this question with a pastor or priest?
I've raised it with my pastor, and he had basically shared in a very simplified way that people will eventually have the opportunity to accept Christ once they pass away. But part of me wrestles with the fact that people of the Jewish faith, if they don't accept Christ, are they going to hell? And personally, if a man like yourself isn't allowed into heaven, I'm not sure that's the kind of heaven I want to be a part of myself.
Well, every religion has its issues, as it were. That's the big one for sensitive Christians. I remember being in dialogue with pastors and priests 10 years every week on the radio, 2 hours. And I remember looking at one of my dear pastor friends and said, I realize now that belief is much more painful to you than it is even to me. And he said, that's right. I want to see you, Dennis, in heaven. Okie dokie. Listen, so I got a whole bunch of people whose relatives backed out because of Dr. Fauci. It's painful in the extreme to see this.